我们请打开圣经。
Please turn your Bible.
打开圣经，提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
Most of our
scripture we'll be reading today is from 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章十二节到十六节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 to 16.
我们用英文和中文一起来念。
If you found, please read together both English and Chinese.
提摩太前书第一章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
我感谢那些有力量
，who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant.The faith and love which is found in Christ Jesus. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as foremost Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life.
给后来信的他永生的人做榜样。好，就到这十六节哈。
So on there.
没有关系，因为我们虽然用中文、英文一起读，但我们后面还会一条条再继续来读。
We'll also continue to read more.
大家知道，这是提摩太前书，是使徒保罗写给提摩太的。
So as you all know, First Timothy is written by Paul to Timothy.
他一共写给提摩太有两篇，一篇是提摩太前书，还有一篇是提摩太后书。
He wrote two letters. The first one is the First Timothy, and the second letter is Second Timothy.
如果你看提摩太前书的第一章第一节
，If you read the first chapter, verse one of First Timothy,
奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
It reads, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith.
保罗在这里称提摩太是他的真儿子。
Paul calls Timothy his true child here.
那我们来讲一下哈，这个书的背景，提摩太前书的背景。
So let's talk a little bit background.
这本书大概是写在在主后，大概是在64年的时间。
So this letter was written about 64 years after the Lord Jesus' death.
这是如果你们看圣经的话，你们知道从新约里面从使徒行传之后的罗马书开始，那么多篇全部都是保罗写的。
Beginning of the book of Romans, it's all written by Paul.
然后在提摩太前书后书之后，有提多书和腓利门书。
And then after the book of Timothy, there's also the book of Titus and Philippians.
这些书的排列基本上跟保罗在侍奉里面跟侍奉里面的时间是很基本上是一致的。
So basically, these books coincide with Paul's service.
所以你读到这个提摩太前书和后书的时候，知道这已经接近保罗他的在地上的施工的尾声。
So as you read the book of First Timothy and Second Timothy, you know that this is near the time when Paul's service on this earth is about to come to an end.
也就是说，他在已经要接近他殉道的时候，快要到了。
And it's, in other words, it's almost close to time when he was martyred.
根据他们研究的说历史说哈，保罗大概是在主后，大概是在65年到68年的时候，这段时间是殉道的。
According to historians, Paul was martyred about 65 to 68 AD.
所以在这本书提摩太前书呢是在主后64年的时候写的。
And so First Timothy was written about 64 years after Lord Jesus.
对，如果他是65年就殉道的话，你中间就差一年。
So if he truly was martyred in 65 AD, then it was only about a year afterward. After
如果他是在主后68年殉道的话，那么中间呢还有大概四年的时间。
If he was martyred in 68 AD, then there's about four years between this book when this book was written.
那么提摩太后书呢？ 他们研究历史也说猜测的时间大概也是在66年主后66到67年之间。
And 2 Timothy, the historians think that it's written about 66 to 68 AD.
所以我们后面会看到提摩太后书里面保罗他特别提到他自己已经提到他将要殉道。
And especially if you read that book, you will see that he mentioned how he's going to be martyred.
为什么在保罗在这里称提摩太是他的真儿子呢？
So why did Paul call Timothy his true child?
你们如果在看腓立比书的话，保罗在那里也提到过一次。
If you turn to the book of Philippians, you also mentioned the same thing.
在腓立比书第二章第二十二节。
In chapter 2, verse 22 of Philippians.
他在那里。他在那里说到哈，但你们知道提摩太的名正，他信望福音，与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
But you know of his proven work that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father.
就是提摩太，他也同样跟保罗一起施工。
So Timothy is serving together with Paul.
在这里，保罗自己给他做见证说，提摩太。对保罗就像儿子对父亲一样。
Here Paul is giving testimony for Timothy, saying that he is treating him like a father does to a son, a son to a father.
所以在这里提摩太前书里面，保罗称提摩太为真儿子。
And so that's why in book of Timothy he called him true child.
我们可以看到哈，是在我们的同工里面，如果有这样子的，真是非常非常美的一件事情。
So this would be a beautiful thing if you see something like this among the co-workers.
就是年长的和年轻的他们互相之间彼此的尊重。
There's respect between the older servants and the younger servants.
对，同样一起都是奉召来做主的仆人。
Now they were all becoming servants of God by His calling.
所以你知道在这里。保罗和提摩太他们之间呢在主里面侍奉这样的亲密的关系。
So here you can see there's a close relationship between Paul and Timothy.
那么在我们在读这封书信的时候知道他们保罗在这里所说的话都是从他心里面出来的。
So as we read this letter, you can understand how all these words were coming from his from Paul's heart.
好，我们现在再来回到来我们看我们刚才读过的经文。
Let's return to the verse we just read.
刚才我们读过的第一章十二节里面我们读到
We just read in chapter 1 verse 12 it said
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣因他以我有忠心派我服侍他
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful putting me into service
对如果你写读保罗的书信的话
If you read Paul's letters and
保罗常常在里面是常常提到我们的主耶稣
He oftentimes make mention of our Lord Jesus.
他就像刚才在这里说的，我们主基督耶稣。
Just like what he just said, Christ Jesus our Lord.
而且他不但是嘴里称主。
And not only does he admit with his mouth that he is the Lord.
而且他是行事为人都以尊主为主。
But he also acted out in his daily life.
而且过一个虔诚的生活。
And he lived a humble life.
一个敬虔的生活。
A reverent heart.
这你是从我们下面来看他给提摩太这个书信里面所写出来的。
And you can also tell this from the letter he wrote.
在信中给提摩太的勉励。
And also the encouragement he gives to Timothy.
我们知道他如果自己做不到的话他不会写在这里。
And we also know that if he couldn't do this himself, he wouldn't have written it on the letter.
在提摩太前书里面提摩太前书第四章第七节他这样写道
And then 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 it said
他是在劝给提摩太的忠告
He's telling Timothy
只要弃绝那世俗的言语和老夫荒谬的话在敬虔上操练自己第七节
But have nothing to do with world fables fit only for old women
操练身体益处还少唯独敬虔凡事都有益处应有今生和来生的应许
For bodily discipline is only of little profit but godliness is profitable for all things
在这句话里面我们看到保罗他是怎么样对他的真儿子提摩太说话
So here we can see how Paul speaks to his true child Timothy
要他操说到是操练身体益处还少唯独敬虔
And here it says, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable.
凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。
For all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
我们大家现今也都很知道，我们对身体方面也确实很要注意，对不对？
So as all you know, the, according to the Bible, that we need to pay special attention to our bodies.
现在好像最近几年啊，你到外面买菜的话，还注意看牌子，这是不是啊叫 organic 是吧？是。
And also these few years, if you go out shopping, you pay special attention to see if something is organic or not.
可能以前没有注意到，现在特别注意到，需要啊吃食品都需要健康哈。
Maybe you haven't paid much attention before, but now you're paying attention to that.
这是好的，但是保罗在这里特别说到，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处。
This is all good and well, but then Paul mentioned here that but godliness is profitable for all things.
虽然你对身体 很保重，这是好的，这也是有益处，但是益处还没有敬虔更加有益处。
So it's good that you're taking care of your body, but it's not as good as the, being godliness.
那下面我们就从几点来看保罗他是怎样啊在这方面是过个敬虔的生活。
So next we'll see from a few other places how Paul lives out his godliness.
对，我们刚才在那个第十二节里面读到，不是提到有忠心。
Here in verse 12 in chapter 1 where it says he talked about being faithful.
因为谈到忠心，所以我们从这个忠心这个方面来看，做仆人的忠心方面来看，保罗。
So we'll start by looking the faithfulness aspect of Paul.
然后我们在下面要来继续看怜悯。
And also have mercy.
因为保罗在这里面提到，然而我还蒙了怜悯。
And because Paul also said that he received mercy.
然后我们再来看信心和爱心。
And also we'll see faith and love.
然后我们再继续来看保罗特别提到他佩服主降世救人这件事情。
And also we see how Paul mentioned that he viewed highly of how God saves, saved man.
而且他不但佩服他也愿意去做，就学着主耶稣的样式去做。
And not only does he view highly of it, but he also wants to do and follow in the same footsteps.
所以他要做主的器皿。
He talked about how he wants to become his vessel.
还有最下面他我们来看看他是如何效法我们的主耶稣基督。
And last we'll look at how he models after our Lord Jesus.
我们知道作为一个忠心的仆人，保罗在这里第十二节里面特别提到，我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
Here again, Paul talked about, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful.
对，我们一般来讲，对忠心在什么时候、什么场合最最容易表现出来是有忠心。
So let's talk about what's the best, easiest way to show somebody who has faith.
如果在一般的平常生活中，可能不一定能够表现出来。虽然有忠心，但不一定能够表现出来。
So in our daily lives, even though we may have faith, but it's not easy to express that.
第一个我想到的就是说，可能与我们个人的利益有一些冲突的情况下，或者个人的爱好有一些冲突的情况下，这个时候也可以表现出一个忠心出来。
I think one circumstance is when our faith is in conflict with our personal gains or our personal hobbies.
比如说我们在这里看到保罗他在提摩太后书里面给提摩太写的几句话。
Here we can see in 2 Timothy, Paul wrote a few words to him.
提摩太后书第二章三节和四节，他是这样说到：你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 3 and 4 it says, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
这里保罗在这里用忠心方面，他 用 在军营中当兵的这件事情来说说明。
Here Paul used an example of a soldier, enlisted soldier as, to illustrate his point.
他告诉提摩太，提摩太也要和他一样同受苦难。
He told Timothy that he needs to suffer with hardship with him.
就像在军中当兵的时候，把其他的事情都摆开。
Just like a soldier who was enlisted that they should separate themselves with everything else.
就目的是要为招他当兵的人喜悦。
The purpose is so that It would make pleased the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
所以我们知道在军队里面最容易看到这个是否忠心的问题。
So we know that it's easy to see whether someone's faithful in an army, in the army.
还有一个就是在碰到难处的时候，这个忠心也能够看出来是否有忠心。
Another place to see whether someone has faith is when they were met with difficulty.
我们知道保罗他在整个他的施工做神的仆人的时候，他的最大的难处是从哪里来？
As we know that as Paul is becoming a servant, his greatest difficulty comes from.
对，他真正的难处并不是从外邦人里面来的。
His greatest difficulty did not come from the Gentiles.
他的难处，而且是从他自己所他说的是从选民中来的。
But
his, 神的选民中来的。
His greatest difficulty came from what he called the chosen people.
你知道啊，他在传给外邦人，他奉召给外邦人啊做做使徒传福音的时候，他自己说道。
And as you know, as he was preaching to, he received a call to preach to the Gentiles. He himself once said.
啊，他为着这福音受了很多的苦。
He suffered many for the sake of the gospel.
我们来看一下提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
是在第二章。
Chapter 2.
从九到十三节。
Verse 9 to 13.
他说我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。
For which I suffer hardship even to imprisonment as a criminal, but the word of God is not imprisoned.
因为我们知道，在圣经里面提到保罗已经好几次被被囚。
Because as is mentioned in the Bible, Paul was put in jail many times.
他最大的一个就是选民说他传的福音里面还要加上一个要割礼，肉体的割礼。
Because the biggest time, the greatest difficulty was once where the chosen people accused him of spreading gospel and also including the circumcision in his gospel.
保罗他为了坚持，他知道从他所神所领受的，他说。
Because Paul can withstand, so he said he will only give him pass him from Lord Jesus.
可现在对我们来说，这个割礼的事哈，我们现在好像是似乎是很清楚哈。
To us, it may seem to us it's very clear on the matter of circumcision.
可在当时这可是一件非常非常不但引起争论，而且保罗也因此受了很大很大的迫害。
But back in those days, it's a very controversial.
所以第十节他这样写的。选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。第十节。
And so for this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory.
在第十一节说。有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必。
Verse 11, it is a trustworthy statement. For if we die with him, we will also live with him.
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
If we endure, we will also reign with him.
我们若不认识他，他也必不认识我们。
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
所以在这里难处困难的时候
Paul is encountering all these difficulties, you can see his faith is still there.
因为在那个使徒行传里面特别提到保罗是他从神我们的主耶稣基督那里领受了他要作为外邦人和君王去给他们传福音。
Because in the book of Acts, it mentioned Paul will become the leaders of the Gentiles and to spread the gospel to them.
也同样包括给以色列人传。
He is to do the same thing for the chosen people.
那么还有忠心从哪里最直接能够表现出来是在于生与死的关头。
And then another place where one can see faith being expressed is when it comes to the matter of life and death.
所以到至死忠心的时候那是就完全体现出来是否忠心。
And when you can be still, when you are still faithful until your death, then it truly is can be.
在提摩太后书里面第四章，他特别提到保罗要。
The four, here of Second Timothy, it mentioned how Paul knows that he is closing the time when he's about to be martyred.
提摩太后书第四章第五节到第七节是这样写道。
Chapter 4, Second Timothy, verse 5-7, it said.
他也是对着提摩太说哈，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被接好的仗，我已经打过了。 当跑的路我已经跑尽了，说我已经守住
了。Verse 5 or 7, but you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry, for I am already being poured out as drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith.
我们从保罗这些学习，提摩太里面我们看到被提摩太前书第一章十二节里面写到的，我感谢那给我力量的我们的主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
And here we can see where he was mentioning in 1 Timothy how he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service.
所以你可以从这个提摩太前后书里面，包括其他的他的书信里面看见他这样的忠心。
So you can see from faithful.
在我们刚才读过的第十三节里面是这样的写道，保罗他是这样写道。
And in verse 13 that we just read, it said,
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，毁慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I acted ignorantly.
保罗他非常清楚地知道他是蒙了怜悯。
Paul clearly knew that he had received mercy.
因为他知道他以前所做的是亵渎神的。
Because he knew what he did before was blasphemy to God.
而如今他却做了神的执事。
But yet today he became a servant.
做了传福音的执事。
And he took on the service to.
而且做了主耶稣的仆人。
And he has taken the service to spread the gospel and also becoming.
哦，他是蒙了怜悯。
He clearly understands he's someone who has received mercy.
他这里他自己说到，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
Here he clearly saying that I did this in ignorance and unbelief.
所以我们还记得不记得我们主耶稣在上十字架之前说过一句话
？If you remember what Jesus said before he went on the cross.
实际上是向父的请求。
Actually, it was a plea to the Father.
福音二十三章
chapter 23, verse 34.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What they did.
主耶稣说这句话的时候，他已经在被钉在十字架上面。
As Lord Jesus said these words, he was actually being nailed to the cross.
他可是他还为我们这些人所祈求。
But yet he is still pleading for people like us.
我们在这清清楚楚知道我们主耶稣他。
Paul clearly understand the mercy that he received.
所以他在这里说他是蒙了怜悯的。
So that's why he said here that he.
如果你读圣经前面的话，你就知道保罗他以前的名字叫扫罗。
So if you read the Bible, you know that Paul's name used to be Saul.
就是在我们主耶稣已经到了父神升天到父神那里去的时候，他还在地上继续的在逼迫基督徒。
No, Saul is still persecuting Christians on this earth.
而且现在他的名字叫保罗。
And so that's why his name was called later changed to Paul.
而且他已经成为我们主耶稣的仆人。
Because he had become servant of God.
所以从他心里，你从这里他所写的，你就知道他清清楚楚的知道他蒙了怜悯。
So from what he has written, he have a very clear understanding that about regarding the mercy weakness has made.
他也知道我们主耶稣也体贴我们人的软弱。
And also understand that our Lord Jesus knows our weaknesses.
因为我们软弱，我们在现在最终的时候，我们没有办法救我们的自己。
Because in the end, we have no way to defeat our old self.
保罗他在罗马书里面是这样写道。
In the book of Romans, he said.
罗马书第七章十八节里面是这样说的，但我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwell no good things, for to will is present with me, but to do what that which is good.
对，虽然我们愿意立志为善，
Even though we're willing,
常常是行不出来。
However, often we keep it out.
因为我们系统的话是没有办法做出来。
Because we cannot do this as long as we're still in sin.
那么保罗他既然写到他自己知道是蒙了怜悯。
So when he written that he knows he has received mercy.
而且他也知道他今天能够做主的仆人，他是蒙了恩典。
And also today that he is able to become a servant of God, he has received mercy.
他如今是这样的有心，完全是因着所成就的。
Today, that he becomes someone who's full of faith and love, it's all because of what Jesus has done.
所以我们就来看到我们刚才读过的啊第十四节。
So that's what led to verse 14.
提摩太前书第一章的十四节这样写道，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
That's why it's written in chapter 1, verse 14 of 1 Timothy, and faith and love which are found in Christ.
提摩太写信。
Here Paul is writing a letter to Timothy.
他在这里写到，所有的成就，他有信心和爱心，乃不是因为他自己所成就。
He written all his faith and love, it's not because of him.
并不是在这里他没有他夸自己。
He's not boasting about himself.
而且他是夸的是，因为主耶稣格外的丰盛，使得他能够在我们的主里面有这样的信心。
That because of the Lord Jesus, of his blessing was more than abundant, so that he may have the faith and love in him.
他继续在提摩太后书里面是这样写到，提摩太后书第一章里面这样写到。
And he went on in 2 Timothy chapter 1.
他神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
第十节这样说到，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表现出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus' death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。
For which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所信的。
For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard that I have entrusted to him until that day.
对，我刚才扫出了一个直到那日。十三节，你从我听的那纯正的话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Retain the standard of sound word which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
要用信心和爱心，这是信心爱心是在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心要常常的守着。
Here Paul is encouraging Timothy to have faith and love. This faith and love is in Christ Jesus.
我们再来看下面一节，就是我们刚才读过的第十五节。
And we'll read a verse we just read, which is verse 15.
在这里他保罗特别用了一个字，我们看到是十分可佩服的这个字。
Here we'll turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. He said, "Is a trustworthy statement."
是十五章对不起，第一章十五节，耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came to save sinners among whom I am foremost of all.
对，如果是很佩服的话，我们知道他知道我们一般像佩服什么事情的话，就是我们知道我们自己是做不了的。
So if you're talking about something that you view highly of, or maybe something that's esteemed that you know is something that a lot of times that we ourselves cannot accomplish.
就像我们看到一些什么打球的球星啊，或者一些电影的明星啊，我们有的时候很佩服他们。
For example, we may see some athletes who perform with us that we view highly of them.
对，他们的一些技术啊、技巧啊非常好，我们使得我们人非常的佩服。
We view highly of their certain techniques that they use.
所以才有那么多的球迷啊，还有这些人很羡慕他们。
And that's why they have all these sports fans and also movie fans.
可是我们保罗在这里看到他特别的配基督为要救罪人。
But here we see that Paul view of our Lord Jesus what he did in order to save sinners.
而且他知道自己不但是罪人，而且是个罪魁。
But also he made mention that not only does he know that he is a sinner, but he is a sinner foremost of all.
他不但佩服，而且他愿意跟从。
Not only does he obey, but that he also is willing to follow.
我们如果看他的写的第一篇书信。
If you see Paul's first New Testament, which is book of Romans,
在罗马书里面第一章第一节他是这样写道。
Here in first chapter verse 1 of Romans it said,
耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音。
Paul is servant of Jesus Christ, called an apostle separated unto the gospel of God.
我们从这里知道我们到保罗。
Here we can see that how Paul truly view highly of what Jesus did in order to save sinners.
虽然我们得到救恩，我们看的是白白的，可是保罗在这里知道我们主耶稣所付出的代价。
Even though we ourselves also received the salvation, but we received it freely, but Paul was able to see what great price our Lord Jesus paid in order for us to receive that.
所以保罗在
But he also wanted to be his servant.
在提摩太前书第一章第十六节里面。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16,
他这样写道，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life.
他知道他蒙了怜悯自己的
So he understands that he received his mercy from God and that there's a purpose.
他说像他这样的大罪人
He said that for a sinner like him,
神要拯救他，为的是要神要显明给一切人的人看神的忍耐。
God saved a great sinner like him because he wanted to demonstrate his perfect patience.
而且要给后来的人做一个做一个非常好的榜样。
And he may also become an example for those who would believe.
所以我们在这里看到，我们刚才读了四节这样的圣经。
So as we just read through four similar verses.
说保罗在给提摩太书信里面这四节。
In these books that he written for Timothy, these four verses we just read, he made mention of himself.
我们仔细看一看的话，就看到保罗他提到他的过去。
And as we truly read into these words, we understand that he's talking about his past.
也提到他的现在
and he also made mention of his present
也提到他的将来
and then he also talked about his future
而且也提到他之所以能够成为现在完全是因为主的恩典
and he also talked about
说了提摩太他是神要他做一个榜样
and also from all these things he want Timothy to understand that God want him to be an example
因为保罗他非常明白主的旨意
because Paul clearly understands God's will
在提摩太前书第二章第四节里面是这样写道
In chapter, 2 Timothy 2 verse 4 it said
人得救明白真道
Oh sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 Who desire all men to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth
对所以他知道神的神的旨意是要万人得救
So he understands thatGod's will is for all people to be saved.
所以在他做仆人的时候，哇
！So he remembered these.
他是做一个忠心的仆人。
Oh, maybe express.
所以我们在这里特别谈到仆人的时候，我们也知道，在马太福音里面，主耶稣举了一个。
Understand in the book of Matthew, our Lord Jesus gave an example of a servant.
特别讲到那个仆人是一个不怜悯的仆人。
He talked about a servant who has no mercy.
那是在马太福音里面第十八章。
It is in chapter 18 of book of Matthew.
26节说到
Verse 26 to.
因为前面时间关系，我就是有一个仆人，他欠了他们的账。
This is time reason. I'll just give a brief recap. It talks about a servant who owed his master some money.
所以呢，他就还不出来。
So he cannot repay his master.
所以他主人说要把叫他把妻子儿女都卖掉来还钱。
So his master told him to sell all his possession, including his wife and children, in order to repay him.
二十六节这样说了，那仆人就伏伏拜他说：“主啊，我都要还清。”
And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, have patience with me, and I will repay thee all."
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
And the Lord of that servant being moved with compassion released him and forgave him the debt.
但是那个仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠了他十两银子便求着他掐住所欠的还我。
And found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 shillings and he laid hold on him and took him by the throat saying, Pay what thou owest.
29节他的同伴就 俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。
So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee.
可是呢，第三十节说，他不肯进去把他下在进的债。
And he would not and cast him into prison till he should pay that which he was due.
在这里主耶稣就是告诉我们，有这样的一个仆人，他自己受了怜悯。
Here Lord Jesus tells us that here's this the servant who himself received mercy.
可是他却没有把他所受的怜悯也同样怜悯其他的人。
But yet he himself did not show that same mercy to those who owes him.
最后的结局我们也知道啊是怎么样的。
And we all know how that story ended.
所以我们保罗在刚才几句话他是受了蒙了怜悯。
Throughout he made special mention that he was someone who received mercy.
所以你可以看到啊他在他的施工里面他是怎样的施工 做仆人的。
And here you can see how in his service, how he is acting as the servant.
他也是做一个怜悯人的仆人。
He has become a servant with mercy.
我们来看提摩太后书第四章、第四章第一节和第二节。
Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 through 2 is said,
我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，嘱咐你务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人，警戒人。
Second verse 1-2. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to be judged the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction.
他特别提到总要专心并用百般的忍耐。
And he especially mentioned all that they need to concentrate and also have all patience.
在提摩太后书里面第二章这样说道。
And also in second chapter he said,
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things,
就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
He will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every. Now flee from youthful lusts.
同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起竞争的。
But refuse foolish and ignorant speculation, knowing that they produce quarrels.
然而24节的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
The Lord's bondservantMust not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patience when it wronged.
25节，用温柔警戒那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的明白真道。
Correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth.
我们请大家注意到，保罗在这里特别提到，他跟提摩太说。而主的仆人不可争竞。
Here, if you notice, Paul made special mention that God's servant must not be quarrelsome.
只要温温和和的待众人。
But be
知道主啊，这些啊，保罗都是从领受出来的。
As you know, these things Paul learned from our Lord Jesus.
按照我们现在的话，我们常常会说：“你不要告诉我该怎么做。”哈。
Just popular phrase as we say, so "Don't tell me what to do."
但保罗在这里特别对他说道：“你不可。”
But here Paul said to Timothy, "You must not."
就没有一点可以争辩、可以协商的余地，他就说你不可争竞。
There's no place for negotiation. You must not.
他在提摩太前书里面第五章里面这样写道。
And then in 1 Timothy chapter 5 he said,
他也是用不可哈，不可言责老人，只要劝他。如同父亲劝少年人，如同弟兄。
Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father to the younger mothers.
劝老年妇女如同姊妹，要清清洁净。
The old the elderly women as mothers and the younger women as sisters in all purity.
第三节，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
Honor widows who are widows indeed.
我们看到这些他写给提摩太的，我们就可以看见他是一位什么样的仆人。
Well, we can see what kind of servant he is through the letters he wrote to Timothy.
而要是按照这个去做的。
And we also know that his work and his service is according to what he just said.
而且我们知道，我们看见有这样的主，我们的主有这样的仆人。
And we also see that our Lord has such a servant.
如果我们比较有些人还不认识主的话，就看到他这样的仆人的话，我们会想象我们的主人是什么样的。
So that those who may not know what our Lord is like by seeing what the servant is like dislike.
我们可以知道主人。
As we know, if we have such a good servant, we must have an excellent Lord.
那我们就来看一下在腓立比书里面。
Let's turn to the book Philippians.
在腓立比书第二章。
Chapter 2,
第二章第五节到第八节
Verse 5 or 8.
第五节说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的己，与神同等为强。
Second chapter of Philippians, verse 5. Have this added in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
第六节。
Oh, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equally.Equality with God a thing to be grasped.
第七节，反倒虚己，取了仆人的形象，成为人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and
顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
啊，这腓立比书也是保罗写的书信啊。
Paul also wrote Philippians.
所以在这里我们看见保罗他写这些东西，他也是他自己看见了我们主耶稣的榜样。
Here we can see that Paul wrote he saw the example
的形象，可是他不以神同等为强夺。
And that Lord Jesus is equal to God, but he did not view as such.
然后而且他自己取了奴仆的形象。
But rather he took the form of a bond servant.
所以我们从这里也知道保罗他是在效法谁。
So we also know that who Paul is trying to learn after.
主耶稣基督。
He is trying to model after our Lord Jesus.
他效法我们的主耶稣基督，真是把一个生命的道给彰显出来。
He is trying to model after him so that he can live out the with the life.
所以我们知道在创世纪一开始就是神在伊甸园里面就有两棵树。
And so as you know in the book of Genesis in the Garden of Eden there were two trees
神要我们所选择的乃是那棵生命树
to choose the tree of life
可没有这样做
but we didn't do that
那么我们神的儿子我们的主耶稣基督他把这个生命的道向我们彰显出来
the Son of God Lord Jesus came and lived out and revealed that life to us
而且保罗也从主那里领受了他也按照这个生命之道要把生命主的生命给彰显出来
Also, the servant of the Lord Jesus, Paul, learned that from Jesus, and he also wanted to live out that life.
So,
knowing his will, Paul became an excellent example.
We're saved
by God, we're called by him, and so we need to serve him.
Let's look
at how our Lord Jesus himself serves.
He serves our God.
How he serves our God.
我们在以赛亚书能看到。
Of Isaiah talks about our Lord.
主第四十二章。
Chapter 42 of Book of Isaiah.
这篇叫做仆人篇。
This is called the Lord's servant.
Lord's servant.
Lord's servant.
那么我想就在这里，我给大家读一下，然后大家可以看见我们的主耶稣他是怎么样的一位神的仆人。
I would like to share this with you so that everyone may servant should be.
42章
Book of Isaiah chapter 42.
他看了我的仆人我所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的我已将我的灵赐给他他必将公义传给外邦
Behold my servant whom I uphold my chosen one in whom my soul delights I have put my spirit upon him He will bring forth justice to the nations
听见他的声音
He will not cry out or raise his voice nor make his voice heard in the street
压伤的芦苇它不折断，江城的灯火它不吹灭，它凭真实将公理传开。
A bruised reed he will not break, and dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice.
他不灰心也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立，海岛都等。
Not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law.
创造诸天，铺张穹苍，将地和地所出的一切一并铺开，赐气息给地上的众人，又赐灵性给行在其上之人的神耶和华如此，他如此说。
That who spread out the earth and its offspring, who gave birth to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it.
我耶和华凭公义招你，并搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光。
I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I will also behold you by the hand and appoint you as a covenant to the people, to the nations.
开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。
To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison.
我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。
I give my glory to another.
第九节，看啊，先前的事已经成就，现在我将心事说明，这事未发以先，我就给你们说给你们听。
Behold, the former things have come to pass, now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you.
是在以赛亚书，是在预言里面说到这句话。
So this is written in the prophecy section of the book.
这里所指的就是我们的主耶稣。
What it's talking about is our Lord Jesus.
所以我们也看到，从保罗身上也看到真是很像我们的主耶稣基督。
Here we can also see that Paul, the way he acted, he lived out his life is also much like our Lord Jesus.
他也确实是做了我们这些人的榜样。
He truly became a model for us all.
知道我们蒙怜悯、蒙恩典的人应该如何去做。
So that all.
好，我们今天就讲这里，去祷告。
Let's have a word message today.
救我们的主耶稣基督，我们要感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, who saved us, we want to thank you.
真是你自己降世为人，是为了我们的罪来到这里受苦难。
You humble yourself to become a man to come to this earth to suffer for us.
是你体贴父的心要来拯救我。
Well, which is to come and save us.
主啊，真是谢谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们真是要从心里说谢谢你。
Truly want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
你真是让我们真正的知道我们是蒙了多么大的怜悯和恩典和恩惠。
You let us know that truly how great of a mercy we received.
也愿我们这些蒙你恩惠恩典的人，就像我们的先前的
And may you also understand, after understanding the mercy that we received, that we may be like the apostles before us, to follow you.
在我们前面有那么多的圣徒给我们做了美好的见证。
There's so many saints who gave us such wonderful testimonies before us.
真是像云彩一般。
They're like the clouds.
真谢谢你，我们这帮真是有福气的人。
We want to thank
you.
We all want to follow our Lord Jesus just like the saints and apostles before us.
让我们真知道我们是多么大的有福的一群。
So that we may understand how blessed we are.
让我们也是真正的来跟随你。
And also that we may truly follow you.
让你或者招我们这些人得到我们的身上得到你应得的荣耀。
So that when you call us, you may receive the glory that's due to you.
你永远是我们的元帅。
You are always our leader.
谢谢主，我们这样祈求祷告，乃奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Well, thank you. We pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.